Hello, Bushcraft Survival. How can I help you?
Oh, hello there. I emailed you the other day because I'm interested in doing one of your outdoor survival courses.
Oh, right. Which course are you interested in?
Well, I'm not sure which one is suitable for me at the moment.
Well, we've got the 3-day introductory course, if it's your first time.
Yes, I've never done this before.
There's also the 1-week beginner's course, which is also very popular. I'd really recommend that one. Then there's the full survival total immersion course, which takes 1 month depending on weather conditions. Ah, I found your email. You mentioned that you're looking for a 1-week course, so the beginner's course would suit you fine.
Yes, I might try the beginner's course then. It depends on the cost though. How much is it?
The 3-day introductory course is $135, and the beginner's course, which is what you'd be most suitable for, is $245, but if you pay today, I'll give it to you for $225. Then there's the full immersion course, which is $1,850. That's for people who want to get a recognised qualification.
Right, yeah. It'll have to be the 1-week course at the moment because I'm on a tight budget. I'll pay today to get the discount too.
Excellent. So the 1-week course includes the training, meals, and a certificate of completion.
Great. What's the best way to get to where you are? By bus or could I come by train? I live near Central Station.
We're right out in the countryside, so I'm afraid it's not so convenient by public transport. But there is a bus from the centre. It's just that it only comes once a week. Most people come here by car.
Right. I'll do that then. Is it easy to find though?
I've just sent you a map. Can you see the main road on it?
Yes, I see it, on the right.
Yes, and can you see the forest hostel?
Yes, I see it, in the centre.
That's right. Well, if you look over to the east, the large buildings, about a mile away, are where we start the training. That's a learning centre for our theoretical classes. Under, that is the office where we do the admin. If you look to the right of that, you can see the main road where you'll be coming from.
Yes, I see it. Is that the turn off from the M3 motorway?
Yes, that's right. You get off at Junction 4.
Great. I think I should be able to find it. What kind of activities will we be doing on the course?
The activities, right. Well, if you look to the south of the map below the hostel, you'll see the cave. We'll be doing some climbing and emergency first aid practice there. To the left of the cave, around to the west, you can see the relaxation area, where you can unwind after a hard day's training. And finally, up in the north, there's a lake where you can borrow a kayak and go out on the water, and we'll do some fishing there too. There's a great fishing spot on the left side of the lake between the trees.
It sounds wonderful. So we'll be eating fish for dinner every night?
Most nights, yes, but there'll be a few insects to try at lunchtime too. The green ants are particularly nice.
Oh, right. They sound delicious.
They taste like lemon. I hope you like them. Now, if you decide to do one of our courses, you'll need to book in advance to reserve your place on the course. How would you be paying?
By card, if that's okay.
Yes, fine. We take most major credit cards, and you can pay some of it by cash on the day if you prefer to do it that way.
It's okay. I'll pay all of it today. Thanks very much, though. Is there any cheap accommodation nearby?
There is a campsite to the right of the cave. It's in a hexagonal enclosure, not far from the office. Only $10 a day to pitch a tent there. You can save quite a bit if you're on a tight budget. However, we have the forest hostel and there is a hotel near the main road.
Perhaps I could stay in a tent on the campsite. I think I might prefer that. The hotels and the hostels might be a bit expensive for me.
Yes, camping is probably the best option for you. You just need to pay the farmer at the barn.
Oh, I think I see that near the lake above the learning centre.
That's right.
So, what about booking me in for next Wednesday?
I'm sorry, that course is fully booked.
Right. The one after will be just fine then.
Okay. So that course finishes on the Saturday. And then there's a 2-day break. I'll put you down for the Tuesday of the following week.
Excellent. Thanks for your help.
You're most welcome.